You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. Thanks so much for being with us once again. I pray that you have had a blessed Easter. And you know, it's still the Easter season, and three ways that we can celebrate being raised from death to life. Bunny rabbits sniffing through tall grass in the spring, kids hunting for eggs, chocolate Easter is the happy holiday that's big enough to mark our calendars with days off. Yet somehow it falls short of the grand scale glitter of Christmas, doesn't it? It combines broad concepts of new life with holiday cuteness that can easily blur what we're fully celebrating. Yet when we dig beneath the newness of hatching chicks and the new life of Jesus, we discover that Easter celebrates great power and immense scope. While Christmas celebrates Jesus coming to earth, Easter celebrates his triumph over death. And so here are three ways that we can continue celebrating our Easter season. Surrendering our lives to Jesus not only moves our eternal destiny from death to life, but launches us into a new trajectory to living risen lives. And so to live risen means to know Jesus because we stand in the new identity he gives us. To live risen is to change our behavior because of our identity impacts our choices. To live risen is to long for the future because we seek a home with Jesus that's unbroken and unending. So one of my favorite parts of Scripture is the genealogies, because they're packed with real-life names of ordinary people, just like us. Unexpected weakness, you know, excluded misfits, sinners, big ones. Our dirty souls long for a relationship with God, and yet we're trapped behind bars of sin that prevent us from divine connection forever. Enter Jesus. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When Christ died on the cross, God saw you and I, brothers and sisters. So now when we stand before God, we see Christ. It's the great exchange of all our lives and of all time. Jesus stepped down from the throne room of heaven into human skin and onto a cross that should have been ours to bear. The reason? Not to be defeated by death, but to conquer it. And when we surrender to his authority, the cleansing grace of Jesus frees our sentenced souls, and they begin to pulsate with divine new life. The Apostle Paul used the expression of being in Christ more than any other descriptor. Because we're his, we're ushered in. Relationship with God is now personally enjoyed and eternally secure because we're adopted as one of his own. So there was one snag that I thought of. The cost of Jesus' work credentials us to unbridled access to Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, and secures good standing no matter how far we stray. So what do we have in him? We have a relationship with him now, with eternity with him forever, and all other privileges of being called his righteousness, his family. So, brothers and sisters, living risen means a new way of life, right? The old is gone, and now we are into a new life. We've gone through the Lenten journey, and we've prayed. We might have fasted. Maybe we went to confession. Maybe went more diligently to Mass. Maybe we were more in our prayer time. We were much more focused, much more convicted, much more trying through the Holy Spirit to become more holy in ourselves with the help of God Almighty. The pattern of resurrected life means that we can't live in him without dying to ourselves, right? We don't walk in him if we're still walking in the world. We mustn't place new wine into skins that are old. We lose our lives to find them. All these are scriptures from Mark chapter 2, verses 22 and Mark 8. We're reconciled when we have repented. We can't die to sin and live in it at the same time. I mean, right? We can't do that. And to renounce, to formally declare our abandonment of a right, to reject. The trigger to rising is renouncing. Scripture is not suggesting that we absorb abuse without speaking up, or that enjoying earthly things is wrong, instead of taking the things of this world and making them all about us. We choose to take the things of this world and make them all about him. What does that look like? Well, the more we prioritize scripture and prayer, the more we become like who we behold. His love compels us to do things that made no sense before. Dying to lavish spending, to buying Bibles for evangelism, dying to pride by serving quietly, unnoticed, dying to stubbornness to maintain reconciled relationships, dying to ourselves brings spiritual joy because we grow closer to who we were created to be. We're privileged. We are so privileged to share in his suffering and be shaped by trials into resurrected character. The pattern of resurrected living is this: Jesus died and rose for us, so our lives can die and rise for him. Every thought, every word, every action become divine opportunities to reenact the gospel to a watching world who wonders if there's hope and purpose for their brokenness too. A Jesus pattern. It's a costly pattern, an ongoing pattern of living risen. Living risen, my brothers and sisters, means profound future joy. A friend of mine said to me, he said, when I was young, I'd been dangling the end of an uncast fishing rod in the lake. Frustrated by my lack of success, my grandpa came along smiling and whispered into my ear, "Watch this." With one rhythmic swoop, he cast the line way beyond what my awe-filled eyes could follow and transformed my fishing experience completely. The risen life pictured at the end of the Bible is like that. It casts our gaze beyond what's near and temporal to give eternal perspective that impacts our frustrations now. Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? I mean, there is joy. We should be joyful, and I pray that you are joyful. From its beginning to conclusion, the Bible is one grand sweeping storyline. It begins with the promise of resurrection from Genesis 3, climaxes in Jesus' literal resurrection in Luke chapter 24, and concludes in a final resurrection of Jesus with his people in Revelation chapter 7. There aren't enough words to capture this triumph, glimpse of our resurrected home. Truth in harmony with power, despair melting into peace, bodies and souls unite in unbreakable perfection. Worship, it's a resurrection victory that completes the biblical story and launches a resurrected forever. There we will stand in resurrected bodies before our resurrected Savior with our resurrected family. Living risen is heavenly certainty, impacting earthly living now, because it casts our gaze beyond our current sorrow, beyond our problems, and onto who is glorious. Future resurrection, hope brings us comfort. It builds endurance and ushers joy into pain where it doesn't make earthly sense. Easter, its true meaning, moves us beyond the pastel shades of spring to the exaltation of Jesus in royal triumph. It's an identity. It's a way of life. It's a future home where we will always belong. Are you dead in your sins and want to know more about being in Jesus? Easter is the risen Jesus who didn't stay dead so that you didn't have to either. He calls you. He calls me. He calls all of us to surrender ourselves. Surrender, like from the surrender novena that I've shared with you. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. If you ever feel worried, say it. Another thing you can do is say three Hail Marys. The evil one hates it. Three Hail Marys. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Are you living defeated? All rising begins from a place that's low. All of us have been low at many a times. No matter who you are or what you are going through, your valley that you're going through right now, dear brothers and sisters, is an opportunity for Jesus' life to rise in testimony to his reality and beauty. Easter is the risen Jesus calling us to share in his sufferings and rise into holiness. Do you fear death? Easter is knowing that the same Jesus who died and rose centuries ago awaits you and I on the other side, where we will never break again. We were dead in our sin, but when life absorbs death, it cleanses what's rotten and makes what's dead rise. A risen status from fully sinful to fully cleansed. Risen relationship with God from absent to imitate. Risen purpose from me focused to God focused. Risen destination from hell to heaven. The God who called creation into existence in the beginning of time will call this world to a close in resurrected belonging. He calls you now to live risen. May the celebration of Easter this year, brothers and sisters, move you wherever you are to rise and truly live. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. And you can find that 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So, the more we learn about rising in Jesus, I know that many of us will have questions. And so, we are designed to serve our Lord. We have a purpose. None of us are here by accident. All of us are here for a reason, to serve our Lord. Remember, brothers and sisters, it's not me-focused. It's God-focused. And when we do that, my goodness, life is very different and our problems don't look so big, because our amazing God, our wonderful Father in heaven and on earth, He is watching for us. He'll take care of us. We have nothing to fear. Don't let fear eat at you. Grow in your love for Jesus by praying harder. Pray more often. Sing, brothers and sisters, sing a hymn. That's part of worship too. So, brothers and sisters, a happy, blessed Easter season. Christ is risen. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.